Mike, come on, we're here.
Where are we? Earth?
Nah, bored of Earth. This is planet Filchin.
Nice place.
I'm afraid, Mike, that Filchin is one of the biggest scum holes in the galaxy. It's a war-torn hellhole of a planet.
Right. So what are we doing here?
I had it right here on my to-do list. See, under reverse the polarity of the neutron flow, visit Filchin.
But why?
I can't remember that, Mike. I wrote this list 300 years ago. I'm slowly getting through it.
Doctor, there's like four things on this list and you've only ticked the first one.
Well, now I've done two. I'm halfway there.
Great, yeah. So can we leave?
Of course not. I have to figure out why I'd ever want to come to Filchin, the homeworld of the Filchinians. The meanest, angriest, most ruthless killers in the whole galaxy.
Hello, lovely day.
Was that a Filchinian?
Yeah.
It seemed quite nice.
Yes.
Look, it's okay to be wrong sometimes.
I'm not wrong. These are hard-ass warmongering scumbags. They make the Sontarans look like your lovely Aunt Gladys. They hate all other life forms. They tear your arm off as soon as they look at you.
Excuse me, would you like a balloon?
Yes, please.
Excuse me, are you a native of Filchin?
Of course, good sir.
And you don't feel like ripping off our arms?
Why, that would be the very height of bad manners.
Not even if I was to pinch you like this?
Please don't do it.
What if I kicked you like this? Ow! My foot!
Good. So I don't understand why you wish to hurt me, but I cannot stay in chat. I'm attending the chess tournament at the City Hall.
Did you say chess tournament?
I did.
Mike, that must be why I'm here, to enter the chess tournament.
Ah, brilliant chess. Wonderful sport of kings.
Do you mind if we come with you?
Not at all. My name is Teppum.
Nice to meet you, Teppum. This is Mike and I'm the doctor. Sorry about the kicking, by the way.
Think nothing of it.
Brilliant.
Greetings, chess enthusiasts. Welcome to Filchin's first annual chess tournament. Finally, the people of Filchin have a game that engages our tactical abilities without the need for bloody and pointless fighting. Now, as well as the main tournament, anyone can challenge the man who brought chess to Filchin. Now, do not take the challenge lightly, as Will Strader is a galactic champion and is said to be unbeatable. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the chess.
A knight takes bishop. Check and mate. My commiserations.
It was an honor to even play you, Mr. Strader.
Ah, yes, Mike, I'm sure this is why we're here. There's nothing like it, though I'm not sure why such a race as the Filchinians would take it up. I always thought if you presented one with a chessboard, they'd just jam the bishops down your throat, the kings up your nose, and I'd hate to mention where they'd stick the rooks. No offence, Teppan.
None taken, but if you excuse me, I have to sign up.
Hey, Doc, that dude over there, he looks familiar.
Of course. That's Will Strader. Don't you remember?
Jog my memory.
Remember the business with the Sontarans?
Right, the Ludo guy.
Chess, Mike, chess. You remember the Sontarans, though?
Yeah, they were trying to kill us.
But not all the chess?
I remember the interesting bits.
He's at a chess tournament. Why would a galactic Ludo champion be at a chess tournament?
I'm so bored of this. Can we go?
Well, surely you'd want to have a chat with our old friend.
No, not really.
Tough.
Bad luck, number two. You lose again. The next opponent, please.
Mr. Strader, how nice it is to see you again.
Oh, no. Not you two again.
What's the hurry, Mr. Strader?
How did you find me?
Find you? We didn't go out looking for you. We've just arrived.
Just arrived? Through that blue haze thing, I bet.
Not exactly. My ship. This time, in fact.
The TARDIS.
Yes, Mike. My ship brought us here, and by a funny coincidence, we happen to run into you.
Again.
Yes, again. Now, if you haven't finished ruining my life, I would like to get back to my game.
Ruining his life, eh, Doc? More like we saved your ass.
True, Mike. But don't antagonize. Let's leave Mr. Strader to his game.
Thank you.
Oh, wait a second. You don't have an opponent. Oh, that's funny. Well, I just happen to have some free time. Maybe I'll give you a game.
Yeah, like the good old days.
Yes, Mike, indeed. How about it, Mr. Strader? You, me, and some chess pieces.
What about me?
Go find your own fun, Mike. It's about time I finished a game with Mr. Strader here.
Sure, no problem, Doc.
Don't I get a say in this?
No. See you later, Mike.
Yeah, see you later.
Lieutenant, report.
I will reach the planet, Filchin, in no less than 1 minute's time.
Excellent. Initiate communication to every ship in the fleet.
Confirmative.
My fellow Disnailings, the time is at hand. The Filchinian filth shall finally be wiped from the cosmos. They shall surrender the petroleum crystal from within the core of their planet, and then we shall eradicate them. They will have no choice. They will not be able to resist us. Deploy mech pods for immediate penetration of the planet.
Confirmative.
Yes, it's about time I had a decent game.
You dare say anything along the lines of what could possibly happen during this game, and I'll have your hearts for breakfast.
Not a word.
Where's your friend gone?
Mike? He's making friends.
Queen takes knight and checkmate.
What? Never. You distracted me. Rematch.
There's a queue forming. But I'm sure I could beat you one more time. It shouldn't take long.
Doctor, me, Scars, Ripper, Scalper, Organ Stomper, Bone Eater, Finger Breaker are all up outside. I'm going to go teach them how to play Frisbee.
Okay, have a nice time. Interesting move, Mr. Strader, but if I combat it with Queen to Bishop 4...
Check.
Nuts.
Huh, that's what takes special about chess. It's not as much fun as throwing a Frisbee.
Something seems to be bothering you, Mike. Would you like to talk about your feelings?
I'm a guy. I don't talk about feelings, Ripper.
Mike, I made you this daisy chain.
Thanks, Bunny, but, you know, your name suggests much more violent personalities.
Wow, we used to be pretty much lowlifes.
Really?
Oh, yes. We were horrid.
And one day we just thought, why fight? Well, we could just be happy and love each other.
And you all decided this one day... just on your own.
Oh, yeah, not just us. The whole planet.
Sounds suspicious. I'd go tell the doctor. He wasn't so busy with his chest buddy.
I'm sensing a bit of the green-eyed monster.
What do you mean, Organ Stomper?
No, I think you're jealous that your friend is spending time with Mr. Strader.
I don't know what you're talking about, guys. Hey, what's that?
What?
That! That spaceship.
Looks like some kind of spaceship.
Oh, I recognise those. They're Disnailing mech pods.
Disney what pods?
Oh, the Disnailings. Yeah, we're at war with them.
Well, we were before we found peace.
Did anyone tell them that? I better tell the doctor.
Lieutenant, patch me into the PA system. I want to speak to the Filchin trash.
Filchin Frank, this is General Crook, leader of the Disnailing Fleet. You will surrender your throne call within 1 hour. Then we shall begin destroying your planets.
Don't you mean unless they surrender the Trojan Court, you'll destroy the cities?
Well, we'll see.
How on Filchin did he hear that? I really need to get to the doctor. Ah, of course. When I'm mobile, I'm going for this sort of emergency.
I think I've beat you this time.
I doubt that very much. What's that?
Oh, it's this blasted mobile telephone Mike gave me. Hello? Oh, there's a button or something I need to press.
Come on, Doctor. I see you rewired completely alien technology. You do nothing but chewing gun wrappers in an old coat hanger. Why can you use a bloody mobile? Ugh, time to do some running.
Perhaps that red button. Oh, he's hung up. Oh, dear.
What now? I've had about enough of your delaying tactics.
I think the planet's being invaded.
Oh, yeah, that old chestnut. What makes you say that?
Mike's running towards us, and he has that the planet's being invaded look on his face. Unmistakable.
Doctor, the planet's been invaded by Disneylanders.
See?
What? All I want is a game of chess, and all you want is to cause trouble. Why come to me? You can't get it cheaper here, you know. You complete nut a Burke?
Oh, my God.
What?
Americans should say Burke. It sounds weird. Say hamburger.
The planet is in danger. Come on.
No way. You go ahead, Doctor. I'm running off like everyone else. They seem to have some common sense.
Mr. Strader. Unconscious. Will he ever learn?
Doctor, the planet's been invaded by Disneylanders.
You don't mean Disnailings, do you?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Is that not good?
It's not. Not good. It's way, way beyond not good.
Very, very bad?
Worse than that.
Very, very, very bad?
Close enough. Come on, we have to get Mr. Strader to the TARDIS.
Why? He's fine here. We're going to shove him under the table.
He could be of use to us.
Yeah, the unconscious Ludo guy. Big help. Perhaps we get chased by a deadly foot soldiers. Could use him to trip him up.
No arguments. Let's get him to the TARDIS.
Fine.
Uh-oh.
What?
Halt! In the name of the Disnailing Empire!
What's going on?
Move and I shoot!
Oh, yeah, real useful.
You're not helping, Mike.
Well, what do we do now?
Easy, I have a plan, and here it is.
Die.
Leg it!
Oh, great plan.
Disnailing troopers, like any basic evil foot soldiers, can't shoot for toffee. Well-known fact. We were never in any real danger.
So what now?
TARDIS, and quick. Over here with him, gently.
Oops. Butter fingers.
K-9, where are you, my boy?
I am here, Master.
How's Mr. Strader look to you?
He is lying down, Master.
I mean, is he in any medical danger?
His heart rate and breathing is normal, Master. I shall continue to monitor.
Right, here's a situation. The planet Filchin is being attacked by Disnailings. That's pretty weird.
Why is that?
The Disnailings despise the Filchians, certainly, but they're also terrified of them.
But why? They're big cuddly teddy bears.
They never used to be.
Ah, Mr. Strader, you're back with us.
Ah, oh, great.
Master, Mr. Strader has regained consciousness.
Thanks, K-9.
Where am I?
In our ship, TARDIS. It stands for Transcendental, really dangerous, invisible ship.
What brings you to Filchin, anyway?
Chess, Doctor. That's all I ever wanted to do, play chess. But just recently, my life got real screwed up. All thanks to you, Doctor.
Hey, what about me? I helped screw your life up.
But you made your comeback. You were happy.
I was. Then the story of our little encounter with the Santarans got out, and more importantly, my part in it. Suddenly, I was getting conscripted by every military in the known cosmos. I was considered a brilliant tactician. I was forced to draw out battle plans and strategies.
Doesn't sound that bad. A few cushy government contracts.
Millions died, Doctor. Not everything in life can be solved by chess. Enemies can move any ways they like in real life, and they don't wait and take it in turns. It was terrible. Nobody realized what was happening. They just assumed the enemies had superior tacticians. It never occurred to them that it was just due to the fact that their soldiers were being sent to be slaughtered by a nervous chess champion.
Sounds terrible.
Then I heard about Filchin. They established world peace practically overnight, only a few months ago. So I came here, and I taught them to play chess.
Ah, what a touching story. And now we're learning chess skills that have no problems against a heavily armed warlord attempting to overtake the planet. Thank God for chess. I'd rather Troy play Kaplunk.
Mike, you're not helping.
But he's right. What are we going to do? The Filchinians are a peace-loving race. They'll all be killed.
Peace-loving, yes, all of a sudden. Overnight, in fact. And then the Disnailings pop up and decide to have a go. Bit of a coincidence.
They're just bullies. Picking on a planet, now it has no defenses.
No defenses at all?
They got rid of all their weapons, said they didn't need them.
There really is something funny going on here. Let's go have a chat with the Disnailings.
Lieutenant, how is the invasion taking shape?
The troopers have rounded up the Filchinians. They are so far complying with all our demands.
Excellent.
General, the instruments are picking up a small blue object on our starboard side.
Which instruments?
Well, I can see it out the window.
Destroy it.
Confirmative. All our weapons are ineffective.
What?
Something's coming through on the comm, sir.
What?
Hello? Is that the leader of the Disnailing fleet?
I am General Kruk, leader of the Glorious Invasion Force. What do you want, little man?
I was just wondering what you're doing here, aside obviously from extracting Filchin's petroleum core. That's very valuable, I'm led to understand. But that's not the main reason. You want to kill the Filchians?
And that we will do.
But they're surrendering. They're putting up no defense. You're just going to kill them all?
The Filchinians are murdering scum. We will destroy them all. This is a war.
This isn't war. It's mass murder. It's genocide.
Yeah, well, who's going to stop me?
Who? A Time Lord and a chess champion, that's who.
Hey, aren't you forgetting someone?
Oh, yeah, of course. And a metal dog.
What about me?
I said you. You were first.
No, you were first. Then there was the chess guy. No mention of a cool laid-back dude at all.
Mike, you're showing me up in front of the evil warlord.
Hey, yeah, you. Krug, did he mention me when you asked if he was going to stop you?
I really don't know.
Mike, you're being silly now.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
The dramatic effect's gone now. Look, General, just believe me. We are going to stop you. Somehow. Bye.
I hate those kind of talks. I never know who should hang up first. Right, we need a plan.
Yeah, well, you've got your petty chess man and your computer dog. I'm not needed in this adventure. I'm going to my room.
Mike, come back here.
I shall speak to him, Master.
Thanks, K-9.
I don't think he's very fond of me.
Do you mean he's a robot? He doesn't have feelings.
I meant Mike.
Oh, no. Well, Mike's being very aggressive all of a sudden.
Oh, I know the feeling. When I first got to Filchin, I was grumpy and moody all the time. Probably my space lag.
Probably, although extreme mood changes seem to be the soup of the day on this planet. Hang on a minute, that's it. Everyone on the planet is becoming peace-loving hippies all at once. It's obviously some kind of mass brainwave-altering device.
Obviously.
It explains you and Mike becoming moody and aggressive, your experience and the feedback from the brainwave field.
Then why aren't we feeling peaceful and serene?
Because the field's key to a Filchian brainwave pattern. That's why you humans experience different emotions, and it's not as strong.
Why don't you experience anything?
I'm a Time Lord, and I have more advanced brain.
12 games of chess in a row tell a different story.
There's no time to lose. We have to find out where that field's being generated.
On the ship?
No, the ship's just got here. The field was probably set up months ago to allow the Filchians time to get rid of all their weapons.
On the planet, then?
Yes, but where? We have to go onto the ship and find out.
What's this we?
Come on, Mr. Strader. Mike's no use in this current state. We have a planet to save.
But why? You said it yourself. Filchinians have our lone lives. We're better off without them.
If we allow the Disnailings to win, they'll become more powerful and do this exact same thing somewhere else. We have to shut down this operation and level the playing field.
8 pawns, 2 knights, 2 rooks, 2 bishops, a king and a queen. Everyone starts with a full set.
Exactly.
Fine. Let's just get on with it.
I don't get it, K-9. Why is he so bothered about that Strader guy?
I am detecting jealousy in your tone, Master Mike.
What do you know about it? Your machine.
I have read 5,092 texts on human psychology, Master Mike. I know jealousy when I hear it.
I'm not jealous, okay? I'm a guy. I don't get jealous just because my best friend wants to spend all his time playing chess with some really, really good at chess guy.
I believe that the Master is simply trying to find someone else who enjoys his hobby of chess. Perhaps if you offered him a game yourself.
K-9, you're right, but I don't know how to play chess.
I could teach you.
Great, but not yet. We've got a planet to save. And I really hate spending time with you. Doctor? Hey. Ah, oh, he's gone off. He's gone off that Strader guy. The nerve of that guy.
Master Mike, remember what we talked about?
Wait, oh, I'm fine. Let's just go find them. They're probably mortal peril. It'd serve them right, the Two-Faced.
Master Mike!
Right, let's just go.
Right. Battle computer. A huge fleet like this would keep their battle computer on the flagship. Down in the depths, and if I'm right, which I invariably am, behind this door.
Looks more like a broom cupboard.
Well, I'm... perhaps this door behind us. Wrong again.
A trooper's break room?
That's unlucky.
Stay where you are, there's them. 1, 2, 3... 13 of us here, all armed. One of us is bound to hit you.
What do we do? We're in severe... check.
Hi, we're from technical support. We're looking for the battle computer. Perhaps if we just sat down over a cup of tea, we can clear up this little misunderstanding.
Get the general on the comm.
What is it, Sergeant?
General, we have 2 men here. We call them spying.
What now?
Now we get captured and then escape. We find the computer and save the day. The general will just put us in a cell. He'll want to question us.
What would you like us to do with them, sir?
Shoot them.
Ah.
Wow, they are really, really rubbish shots.
Mike, Am I glad to see you?
It's a good job K9 here's a crack shop.
Yeah, glad to be alive and all that. But shouldn't we be finding that battle computer and proceed to getting out of here?
Yes, you see, the Disnailings are using a kind brave wave enhancer to make the Filchians passive, and now they're going to destroy them.
Oh yeah, I know all about that. K9, explain it to me.
How did you find out?
I interfaced with the mainframe of the battle computer, Master.
You fought the battle computer.
Yeah, I didn't mention that.
So we can get out of it?
Sure, if you're scared.
I'm not scared.
You sound scared.
Stop it, you two. There's no time to lose. K9, do you know where the augmentation field is being generated?
Affirmative.
Let's get moving.
So, you're telling me they got away again? It was 13 of our best troops against 3 unarmed men and a little metal dog. And you were defeated?
Exactly, sir. We never expected them to beat us, sir. They had the element of surprise. We never stood a chance.
I'm losing patience. Launch the missiles. Send in the soldiers. The main attack begins now.
Confirmative.
Here we go.
Great. A satellite dish. You think we could get a female mud wrestling with it?
Probably, but they'd be Filchinian females.
I don't think I've seen a Filchin female.
I think your friend Scuzz was female.
Let's give the mud wrestling a miss.
This is what the Disnailings are using to brainwash the Filchins.
Now what?
We shut it down and restore the balance.
Great. Where's the plug?
Hang on, Mike. We can't just unplug the thing. We might give all the Filchins serious brain damage.
Well, that might be a step up for them socially.
Let's just get on with it, for Christ's sake.
K9, how long do you think it will take?
Approximately 30 minutes, Master.
Plenty of time, then.
What's happened?
They started an invasion?
Maybe there isn't plenty of time.
Oh, hell, what do we do now? Let's just get out of here.
But what do you do? This is a game of chess.
Not everything can be solved with chess, Michael.
Yeah, but say this was a chess game. Your opponent has you in the corner. You march all his forces and pawns.
Pawns, Mike.
It doesn't matter. The point is you're well and truly up that certain creek, and you carelessly left your paddle on the bus. What would you do? Give up?
I've never bowed out in chess. And I'm not gonna bow out now. If I really needed to, I'd embark on some kind of misleading moves. Lead them into thinking I'm going to do something else.
We need to distract Kruk just long enough for K9 to finish shutting the system down.
You two go ahead. Us, that'd help K9.
Okay, come on, Wills. Oh, and Mike, I just want you to know, at the end of the day, you're my best friend and
Doctor,
I...
Doctor, guys, remember? Guys and feelings.
Oh, right, sorry. Well, good luck.
Doctor... When you get back, maybe you can teach me how to play chess.
Seriously?
Nah, it's really boring.
Master Mike!
Lieutenant, fire the disruptor missiles.
General, the missiles won't fire. Something's jamming our equipment.
What? Who's responsible for this?
Actually, it was me.
Where did you come from?
From downstairs. We were just doing some adjustments to the battle computer, and then we came up through the air vents, didn't we, Mr. Strader?
Yes. And it's not done my back a bit of good.
You get used to it.
Science! You have interfered for the last time. Kill them!
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh? And why is that?
What now, Doctor?
I'm not sure if I'm sort of winging it. I'm going to try and appeal to his peaceful side. Listen, General, can I call you Crucky?
Silence, scum!
Never mind.
Hey, listen to me, General. I'm really annoyed with this whole thing now. I finally find a nice, peaceful planet where I can play a nice game of chess. Then I find out it was all a ruse so a gang of oversized temper-tantruming babies could take the planet without anyone putting up a fight. Face it, you're just a bunch of cowards.
Yeah.
Nobody speaks to General Kruk like that. I shall have you torn limb from limb, you... Wait. Wait, did you say chess?
You play...
Do I play? I'll have you know, I'm somewhat of a master.
If you say so. Tell you what, how about we have a game right now?
I'm busy right now. I'm invading.
But surely you can put that on hold for a few minutes while my friend here thrashes you at a game.
Thrashes me? I don't think so.
2 minutes. I promise it won't take any longer than that.
You talk big for a little man. Very well. Postpone the rest of the invasion.
Brilliant, Will. This is just what we need.
I accept your challenge. We shall play on my own board. It was handcrafted from the bones of the Wershin royal family after we crushed their planet.
Well, certainly. I have a travel chess set here in my pocket.
We shall play with my set.
Mine's magnetized.
My set or death?
Fine. Fine.
You move first.
Fine. Pawn to king four.
Interesting move.
Play a lot of chess?
Well, no, not recently. This set is more for decoration. It is there to strike fear in the hearts of men.
It's most effective.
Quit stalling, Kruk. Make a move.
Okay.
Oh, are you sure you want to move that pawn there?
Silence! You're putting me off.
Sorry, just offering some advice.
You are leading me a false path. I shall move pawn to queen five.
Check.
No, that wasn't my real move.
Nobody likes a cheat.
My hand never left the piece. It doesn't count.
Fine, make another move.
There, that is my move.
Sure?
Positive.
Take your hand away, then.
Okay.
Bishop to knight five. Checkmate.
No!
Nobody likes a poor loser.
I should destroy you. But curiously, I don't want to.
You don't?
No. Instead, I want to hug you.
I'd prefer another game of chess.
It would be a pleasure.
Interesting. What would you say if I called you a big pus-faced loser?
Shh! I'm playing chess.
Interesting. What about the rest of you? You're ugly, inbred pig dogs.
Oh, you. Be nice.
What's going on, Doctor?
At a guess, I'd say Canine hasn't just shut down the field. He's widened it to accommodate the Disnailings.
Pretty good idea, eh, Doctor?
Mike, how'd you get on board?
Scuzz gave me a lift.
Hello.
Apparently the Disnailings are planning on throwing a bit of a disco. They're putting a buffet on. Everybody's friends now. Isn't that special?
Brilliant idea. Well done, Mike.
Well, never pulled it off if you hadn't stopped the Disnailings from attacking.
We made a pretty good team, I guess.
This conversation's getting a bit touchy-feely, so I'm going to go over Scuzz and the men and do something manly.
We're doing a demonstration on napkin folding.
Ooh, I can do a chicken.
Well, Mr. Strahler, looks like we've saved another planet. How do you feel?
Actually, pretty good. I may not be the best military strategist, but at least I'm good at something. I love playing chess.
You know, I was thinking, perhaps you'd like to join Mike and myself, see a bit of the universe? What's in here anyway, and save a few more planets?
No. Have you not been listening to me? I just want to play chess, that's all.
Fair enough. But you can't stay on Filchin. The brainwave augmentation field is still unstable. It'll take me a while to sort this all out, but in the end, they'll all be at war again.
But surely you can leave them as they are. Everybody's happy.
Yes, but it's not the natural order of things. You understand, don't you? I'm going to have to put everything right, even if it means they've got to go on fighting.
I suppose maybe one day they'll find peace by the normal way.
Maybe. But now, is there any way we can drop you off?
Just someplace peaceful, where I can concentrate on chess and not get caught up in intergalactic war.
How about the planet Humdrum?
What's that?
Did you ever see that episode of Star Trek where there's a planet who's based their entire civilization on ancient Rome?
Yeah.
This is the same sort of thing, only their civilization's based on Hemel Hempstead.
Sounds perfect.
Well, all the loose ends are tied up. I've destroyed all the traces of the brainwave augmentation technology, and the Disnailings and the Thulchians can get back to normal.
You mean they're fighting again?
At least Wills can get on with having a nice peaceful game.
And he's not the only one.
Indeed. Thank you for indulging me on this, Mike. You're actually getting quite good.
Did I win?
I don't think so. How?
4-0.
Where?
Diagonally.
What? Never. You distracted me. Rematch.